USA News, I'm Lance Pry. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position, but certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely. He walks away and he's moving his arms and his legs as he walks away. Seems to be something that is really ongoing. Someone who has a Parkinsonian-like condition, for example, whose medications are wearing off or something like that.
U.S. Government Accountability Office has announced plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The announcement follows a request by the Alabama Attorney General and several other lawmakers who expressed outrage after the Biden administration scrapped the plans to relocate the headquarters to Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. The Alabama delegation claims the decision by Biden was purely political. Federal vehicle regulators are demanding data about a secret feature in Tesla cars called Elon Mode. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it allows for autopilot features without having to keep their hands on the steering wheel. Thanks for listening as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Freshness, ladies, you would put three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.
As the remnants of Hurricane Idalia are pushing offshore along the Carolinas, she created problems in Georgia after making landfall along Florida's Big Bend on the Gulf Coast yesterday morning.
There were over 192,000 customers without power in Georgia. The National Hurricane Center says it'll continue to move across southeastern Georgia through this evening. Idalia made landfall this morning as a Category 3, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Meanwhile, in Florida, more than 280,000 customers are still without power after Hurricane Idalia passed through the state. I'm Dave Collins.
The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond.
Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday, where he faced a number of charges.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Monday's deadly shooting at the school triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Ziji Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor. I'm John Schaefer.
American Airlines flight attendants are authorizing a strike. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a work stoppage and plans to demonstrate at 12 airports. The union says members have been asking the airline for better pay for years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.